Scott Tong, Oh Joyous Day, Kalu Kale, a little poetry there. It is strawberry season.
And you can hear the rejoicing in my house. Strawberries are ripening in much of the country, including Maine, where our resident chef Kathy Gunst has been writing up some new recipes. Kathy, welcome back.
Hi there.
So where have you been picking strawberries? How's it going?
It's going really well. Last week, I got a little reminder on my phone that said, check to see if pick your own season has begun. And I called my local, these are the kind of things food writers post to themselves, and called my nearby farm and heard the recording I wait for all year. Strawberries are here. Picking is perfect. And out I went in my worst jeans and least favorite t-shirt because I knew I would be tasting and there would be red, dripping, sweet, luscious juice all over me. And I picked a lot and then came home and baked a lot.
Oh, we want to hear. And what a news alert. I mean, we all have news alerts. News about strawberries.
Send that to us.
Yes. But talk about some of the recipes. I know, you know, every year, what can I come up with? So we know one is a strawberry sour cream muffin.
Yeah, these are terrific because you can pull them together very quickly. You hull, which means removing the stem, and chop up some strawberries, sprinkle them with just a touch of sugar, and then you make a basic muffin batter, but it does have sour cream, which makes it particularly moist, a little bit of vanilla extract. These are so good just on their own. You can cut them in half and griddle toast them with some butter. You can serve them for dessert. They're just simple and luscious, and it's really about the fruit, as all these recipes are.
Okay. And all will be at our website. All right.
Speaking of dessert, at least this sounds like dessert to me, Kathy. You have a strawberry and almond crumble, which has me looking for the vanilla ice cream. Is there something special about strawberries that pair well with almonds?
I mean, almonds are very earthy, and they do tend to pair well with strawberry. This is a crumble. It's all about the fruit. You toss strawberries with a little bit of light brown sugar, but the topping is made with almond flour, which is great for people who are gluten-free. Uh-huh. It also uses wheat flour, which you can omit and use all of almond flour, some butter, light brown sugar, and granola. It gets patted on top of those beautiful ripe strawberries and baked in the oven for not a lot of time. And yes, dessert, absolutely, but also breakfast. The leftovers for breakfast with a strong cup of coffee are just wonderful. And you can serve it with whipped cream or yogurt or ice cream.
Okay, we got the 4th of July coming. And I want you to know, I work very, very hard on my 4th of July cake.
We know that,
yes. That is such a lie. It's such a lie. I have like a sheet cake, you know, just a plain vanilla sheet cake, and then I put blueberries for the stripes and strawberries for the stars and I lather it with vanilla icing. It's so simple, but I know you're going to do this better. Tell us about your cake.
But not with a whole lot more effort. I know I use that word simple, but it is a cake made with butter and sugar, eggs, vanilla extract, a little bit of milk. You bake that. While it's baking, you make a strawberry puree, which is simply adding these beautiful strawberries with a little bit of lemon juice into a blender or food processor. Done. You're going to take the cake and cut it in half. You're going to line it with this strawberry puree, put the other half on top, and then this vanilla frosting or buttercream is butter and confectioner's sugar, and then it's topped with the most beautiful strawberries that you've picked or bought, and it's a gorgeous cake for a celebration, July 4th, a birthday, or just Tuesday.
But Kathy, there are no cans with pop-top lids where you...
I'm sorry, Robin. There are no cans. No, absolutely not.
A spoonful for me, a spoonful for the top of the cake. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Okay, a puree for the filling there. That's wonderful. Again, we'll have it at hereandnow.org.
Okay, I just want to rewind, Kathy, and ask you. You mentioned removing the stems from strawberries. I've seen it done in a very simple, just chopped down way, and others take a whole lot of time to do it very carefully. What do you suggest?
Not me. I just pull them right off. You can use a small sharp knife, but when they're ripe, the stem and the green leaves will just pull right off. And then I did want to quickly say that when I talked about sprinkling the berries with sugar, this is a fancy term called macerate. Mm. And all it means is that the sugar helps release all the beautiful juices in these very ripe strawberries. 15, 20, 30 minutes at room temperature, and you'll get a beautiful fruity fruity syrup at the bottom of the bowl, and your strawberries will taste even more strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we only have a minute here. Quick tips. Not everybody has fresh strawberries growing where they are. If you have them and you're lucky enough to have them and want to keep them, can you freeze them? And conversely, frozen strawberries, your thoughts?
Yes, you can freeze them. They'll never be the same, but they'll be more delicious than the ones that were flown across the country. You can put them on a cookie sheet, put them in till they're half frozen, then throw them into an airtight container for 3 months. Just eat them now and bake and bake and try all this, but this is the season.
And if you have to, buy frozen strawberries. At least they're better than not having a strawberry. Here now,
Definitely.
Resident Chef Kathy Gunst, thanks as always.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kathy.